Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I'm trying to file my unemployment.
Okay. Let me see if I can help you, sir. What's your social security number?
423-199107.
What's your first and your last name, sir?
Kittrick, Kitrick, Johnson.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
November 4th, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And let me get in my pocket real quick, get my license.
Okay.
Okay. Driver's license number.
Mm-hmm.
15622 82.
Okay. Is that an ID or a driver's license?
ID.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Mother's maiden name is Thornton.
Okay. Thank you. What is your preferred language, sir?
English.
Okay, so do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
So do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Uh-huh.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to five years and could affect your ability to receive mm-hmm. future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. And do you choose to file this unemployment claim? Have you filed for unemployment any other state in the last 12 months?
Uh-uh.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment and need only to file a trade readjustment allowance certification?
About.
And did you receive a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am. Okay. All right, ma'am.
Okay. So you said your first name is Kirkpatrick.
Kittrick.
K-I-T-R-I-C-K. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of a tricky pronunciation, I think. Oh. And your last name is Johnson, you said. So.
Johnson. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. And has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different social security number, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And is this a good phone number to reach you at, the 334-437-3135?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. And you said your date of birth was 11/04/1982. Okay. And your mother's maiden last name is Thornton. Okay. And it's a driver's, it's an ID you said, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama ID? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And that number is 15622A2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Male or female?
Male.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I don't know. Ninth.
Ninth?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Uh-huh.
And did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And let's see here. And what is your residential address, sir?
216 North Chestnut Street, Greenville, okay. Alabama, 36037.
And that's it. It was 36037. Is your mailing address the same, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. What was your occupation, sir?
Train operator.
Okay. Not too many of those around anymore. Are you seeking work? And I said not too many of those around anymore. Are you seeking work in this area of occupation, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you belong to a union, sir?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered and attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work full time?
Yes, ma'am.
And since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
50.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Okay. And are you a corporate CEO officer?
No, ma'am.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you received any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work outside of the state of Alabama from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024, sorry. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes, sir, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And do you want to keep the state debit card?
Yes.
And what was the name of the company
you said what
were not working?
The state.
The state debit card? Yes, sir. The state will send you a credit card, like a.
Yeah, I'd like to get one of those.
Card. Right. Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for?
Hyundai Steel.
Okay. And would you have their phone number?
334-382-9100.
Okay. And what city are they located in? Greenville?
Yeah, Greenville, Alabama.
Okay. And your first day of work and your last day of work, sir?
I can't remember my first day, but my last day.
Okay, what was your last?
I had got sick, and my last day was March, March 8th. And
2024?
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you start working with them? How long did you work for them? A year, 2 years, 6 months?
Almost 6, 7 months to a year. Yeah, because
okay.
I came back
Okay, so would you say 2023? So would that be around March of 2023, or would
Yeah,
it be
something like that.
later?
Yeah.
Okay, around March 15th?
Well, March, I don't know. It's something like that.
Okay. Okay, well, estimated. They'll call to double check the exact date. Okay, and why are you no longer working? What happened? Was it were you discharged? Lack of work?
Yeah, discharge.
Okay.
I was sick and I was on FMLA.
Okay, so sick, discharge due to absenteeism, and you were absent due to being sick. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And you say that was March 8th, right? 2024? Okay. Okay. And you were not able to resolve it? Okay. And what was the name of the person that discharged you? So do you remember?
Tanya Spears.
Spears. Okay. 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 Did you receive any warnings?
No, she just told my FMLA was up.
Okay.
And that's about the only
And
thing, and she fired me.
okay. And have you received, or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay? Holiday pay? Pension? Okay. All right, let's see here. Okay, so that's Kirkpatrick. Key trick. No. Johnson. Okay, and your social security number one more time, please.
4 2 3 1 9 1 0 7.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some identity questions first, okay? If we happen to get disconnected, sir, which we could, I'm going to try to call you back, so make sure you pick up the call, okay? Because there is a good possibility we could get disconnected. So if we do, just remember, I will try to call you back. You make sure you pick up, okay? And I'm going to read identity verification, and then I'm going to ask you read a really long disclaimer. I'm going to ask you to wait until I give you a PIN number to ask me any questions, okay? So we can submit this application on time. So, okay, which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1300 Third Avenue, 13675 Country View Way, 242 Cahaba Forest, 520 Norvell Street, or none of the above?
520 Norvell Street.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? Avalon Lake, Pleasant Hill Road, Purdue Place, Arsenal Place, or none of the above?
Purdue Place.
Okay. And did you attend any colleges, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, sir? Do you want to file for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you certify in the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge? And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the claimant benefit handbook at labor.alabama.gov?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read a really long disclaimer now, okay? So you need to jot down phone websites, phone numbers, and instructions, and then ask me the questions at the end, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center in person or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibility. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certifications. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start your payments. You must first complete the weekly certification each week that you claim benefits for and the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file a weekly certification again anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to file a complete weekly certification, either online or by phone, could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file it by phone, you may call 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday through Friday before 5 o'clock, not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Make sure you complete your weekly certification before 5 o'clock on Friday. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember the PIN number that will be assigned to you. Again, additional instructions are available on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility book. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are verified short-term layoffs, claimants attending direct approved training. Letter may be mailed to you if you're a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you would call 800-361-4524. That number again is 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or by mail before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide the contact information when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring at the time of contact, but begins to hire at a later date. Failure to make a complete work search. Submit the contact information and do the weekly certification could result in loss of benefits. For assistance with this or any other question, you may also visit your local Alabama Career Center. You still with me, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your application number is 490-022-022-705. 490-022-705.
Okay.
Okay. And your PIN number, sir, is 1104.
Okay.
That's 1104. And you basically, sir, what it requires is that you either visit the Alabama Career Center in person or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit 3 applications for work each week. Okay? And then you would report the contact information for those applications when you make your phone call at 800-752-7389. And your first phone call would be this Sunday.
Okay. You said this Sunday?
Yes, sir. And you can apply at other places that are not on the website, but the system works better if you report the 3 that you submitted on that website, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have any questions, sir?
Oh, no, ma'am. Oh, yeah, yeah. You said I call in this Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Just call in this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But make sure you submit the applications first.
Submit the application first, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And if CMA, I was at Walmart, what? How do I submit the application then?
By going to the website, sir, alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You need to register on that website and submit the applications. Or you can go to your local Alabama Career Center. You have that option. And they can help you do it, okay?
All right.
All right. Wish you the best of luck, sir. You have a nice day now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.